Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This morning, we continue our week-long series of profiles on the candidates in the special U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts. This morning, Democratic Congressman Stephen Lynch, who launched his campaign at the Iron Workers Hall in his home neighborhood of South Boston.
Now, first of all, we are just a very short distance from the Old Colony housing projects, where my mom and dad and my five sisters and I lived in a small three-bedroom apartment, one bathroom, five sisters. Spent most of my time waiting to use the bathroom. But we lived there for 15 years, and that's really the beginning of my story.
Lynch tells voters that when he was growing up, all he wanted to be was an iron worker, like his father. But now he says he wants to be the state's next U.S. senator. WBUR's Fred Tice has our profile.
Stephen Lynch began his campaign against long odds. His rival in the Democratic primary, Congressman Ed Markey of Malden, is better financed and ahead in the polls. But State Representative Marty Walsh, who represents Dorchester, part of Lynch's congressional district, points out that Lynch has always prevailed against the political odds.
Anything he's run for, he has been the underdog, the guy who can't win. I've been on opposite sides of him in a race when he ran for state senate here in South Boston many years ago. He just works hard. He outworks people, and he has a great story.
At the Iron Workers Hall, Lynch tells that story. He says growing up in the projects in South Boston shaped his worldview.
I learned that, you know, affordable housing isn't just a government program. It was my home. And not just my home, but the home for a lot of families that are struggling.
Lynch is still a dues-paying member of the Iron Workers Union. He says his path as an iron worker was neither smooth nor straight.
I remember working in the night shift over at Quincy Shipyard, General Dynamics, as a welder. And I remember the company had massive layoffs because of foreign competition, and they finally closed that plant down. And I found myself in the unemployment line. I worked for a while at General Motors plant in Framingham.
Shortly after Lynch arrived, he says, GM closed the plant.
Sometimes there are forces in our global economy that throw workers out of work and place families in a tough spot. I know what it's like to stand in an unemployment line. It's something that you never forget. That feeling of insecurity, especially if you have a family relying on you.
Lynch is 58. He and his wife, Margaret, have a daughter. He says being unemployed taught him that in severe economic times, sometimes only government can provide relief.
I also learned that misguided trade policies can create incentives for corporations to move jobs overseas just to exploit low-wage workers and lax environmental standards and regulations. And I learned that those aren't just trade agreements. It's someone's job, and it was my job.
Lynch says education has been the key to his life.
Education has propelled every forward step that I've taken, from the Old Colony projects to the houses, to the halls of Congress.
Lynch went to South Boston High School, Wentworth Institute of Technology, and Boston College Law School. He made the transition from iron worker to politics in 1994 when he was elected state representative. Lynch boils down his campaign message to this essence.
I will not fit in the United States Senate, but neither would you.
Lynch has sometimes been a lone voice in the Massachusetts congressional delegation. For years, from 2002 to 2006, he was the only Massachusetts member of Congress to vote against allowing women in the military to have abortions at overseas military hospitals, even if they paid for it themselves. Lynch explains his general position on abortion.
I have never seen the repeal of Roe v. Wade as part of any solution, so I have not worked at that. On the other hand, I've actually stood on the floor of the House and defended funding for Planned Parenthood to try to get counseling money and birth control funding and contraceptive access for women who don't want to get pregnant. I think that's the way you reduce abortion, is to reduce unwanted pregnancies.
Lynch was also the lone vote from Massachusetts against final passage of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. 2001 was an important year in Lynch's career and in his personal life. He donated half his liver to his brother-in-law. Later that year, he won election to Congress. The Democratic primary took place on 9/11, while most people in Massachusetts stayed riveted to their television sets. Marty Walsh points out that Lynch won that primary thanks to his South Boston base, which rallied behind him to push him ahead in a field of 9 candidates.
It really wasn't about those in the race. The race is about neighborhood to neighborhood, street to street. And that's really what that race is all about. And if you remember, on Election Day, it was September 11th, and Stephen, that day, had the people prepared, the army prepared to get people out to vote.
Similar conditions apply now. It's a special election, and the state's attention has been consumed by the marathon bombings. There's not a lot of appetite for politics. And last year, Lynch was the biggest vote-getter of the state's 9 members of the U.S. House of Representatives. Perfect conditions, perhaps, for the iron worker who grew up in the projects of South Boston to surprise everyone. Once again, for 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.